Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Laura.
Good morning.
Laura Canning, who's our Cass County Conservation Naturalist, always has a variety of things going on. And I did want to talk about bicycling. Let's start with that.
All right. So Saturday, tomorrow, May 11th, we are going to do an 11 a.m. Ride with our Oak strollers, which, if you haven't heard, this kind of new, are... Oak Strollers is a nature club for families, so we're encouraging families to get out in nature, and a lot of families just kind of, A, don't know where to start, B, are a little scared maybe of, you know, things that are out there and they don't know. So with me out there as a guide, we can safely enjoy nature and foster that environment where the families can bond and do things like that. So we are going to do our Oak Strollers event on Saturday out at the T-Bone Trail. So we're going to start up at the I-80-71 trailhead and walk, stroll, bike, whatever you want to do to Laura about and then turn around and come back. So
about how many miles is that?
Ooh, about it'll be round trip, just over a mile maybe.
I think almost everybody could do that.
Yeah.
Then you can go your own pace.
Yes, yes. And, you know, if you wanted to, you know, bring strollers or bikes, that is perfectly fine. So.
Okay. So it's there for anybody every age. But
yes.
But this is really, you're really kind of aiming at young families.
Yes. You know, free and that, you know, it's an event that, you know, hopefully we can, you know, look at things off the trail and things like that as well, and get families out there using it or even knowing about it. You know, maybe that might be their first trip out there.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking if they have some 4, 5, 6-year-olds,
yeah,
you're going to have some off-trail experience.
Of course, yes.
But that's what it's all about is, oh, look what I
have. Yes,
found.
Yeah. And, you know, we just want to, you know, make sure that, you know, the whole family goes, you know, and plan to make a memory is kind of what we're going at, so...
I'm glad you said that because I've told people before, you know, you can plan Disneyland and you can plan huge trips and spend lots of money. Yeah, there's memories. But sometimes these little ones are the ones that 30 years later the kid will say,
yep,
do you remember when, you know, and mom and dad probably forgotten about it. But to that child, it was really important. And so, you are making memories.
Yeah,
that's
we're going
great.
Out there and we're going to just, you know, try to, you know, foster that.
Kind of
just
look
spontaneous.
Around.
Yeah. We call it in my profession spontaneous interpretation.
Whoa.
You know, and I think our challenge is, you know, with a community, you know, as a community, from where we come from, it's a challenging task to bring more nature experiences out there. It's not. It can't just be, you know, us. It's, you know, getting the community involved, getting, you know, businesses, families, everybody kind of involved out in nature. So as soon, you know, if that happens, then it's a lot easier to get those kids out in nature. And that's what we're looking for with our events.
And, you know, it's great when mom, dad, grandpa, and grandma all go to the ball games, but then they're sitting there and the children are doing the experiencing mostly. Now you're talking about something together.
Yes. Yeah. And we have about 6 to 10 families that are regular participants. We do this monthly, so we started in January, and so we've been giving them those opportunities at least monthly to get outside and at varying times so that, you know, some families, you know, can't come at a certain time, so they might miss that month, things like that. We try to vary the times a little bit, not just to be hard to schedule, but to catch other people and things like that. So, and our big thing that we'll be doing in June, then after this month with Oak Strollers, is we decided to do one larger thing a year, and we're going to do a camp out. And so June 22nd will be our Oak Strollers camp out. And so this will be, you know, you don't have to have a tent. You don't have to stay even overnight if you don't want to. If you just want to come and learn as a family about more about camping or about the experience, maybe, you know, you don't have anything and you want your kids to experience that at least a little bit and not sleep overnight.
Well, this will be a good chance too if people do not have that kind of equipment to see other people's equipment.
Right.
And say, is this something we really want to invest in?
Right.
Because it can be a pretty big investment.
Yes. And, you know, always, I'm kind of thrifty, so I had to do it a little bit on the cheap, too, as well. So, you know, we also, so we'll be doing that at Cold Springs, and it'll be $20 per family, but that's with the food included and everything and all of our activities. So we're planning activities from pretty much 3 o'clock to 8 p.m. At Cold Springs, at our campsite, or in Cold Springs in general. So.
And then what about you? Say this, it can be an overnight?
Yes, it can be an overnight. So okay. I am planning to stay overnight, okay. Things like that. So families are invited. If they have their own stuff, they can certainly stay overnight and have that experience.
I'm assuming you're going to do some campfire cooking.
Oh, yes. Campfire cooking, campfire singing, who knows? Even some fishing. We have some fishing planned,
okay.
Too, for Cold Springs.
Okay. Well, yeah, and again, there are lots of things to do there just out and about seeing us there. So, and for some people, maybe they haven't been to Cold Springs, so this will be an opportunity to find one more park in Cass County that maybe we didn't know about.
Yes, there's
lots of them. So let's then, I think there's another bicycling event that we wanted to talk about.
We are doing, June 1st is also our National Trails Day in America, so we are celebrating. And we haven't done this in a couple years, but Nishna Valley Trails and Cass County Conservation have gotten together to promote a National Trails Day trail ride. And so we're going to start at that I-80-71 trailhead and ride to Brayton, have lunch up in Brayton at the city park, and then ride back to the trailhead, things like that. So we are going to be having food at that, and it's going to be $10 a person or $20 a family again. So, and if you're interested in that, our newsletter is coming out, and it's on our website already, so we are really getting it out there.
Website address is?
It is mycountyparks.com, and then when you click on the counties, you just select Cass, and then you can see everything that's going on.
Okay, now both of these things that you've mentioned so far, there is a fee, so I'm assuming people maybe need to register so you know about food.
We will have a pre-registration pre-register for the bike ride or just show up that day. It's one of those things you never know what you're going to get for weather that day with the trail.
True.
So we're planning hopefully for good weather, and we won't have to deal with that, so... But
for tomorrow, they could still call you?
Nope. There's no registration for tomorrow.
Oh, for tomorrow? It's
nope.
Just
no registration for tomorrow.
It's
free.
It's the camping one if they want to.
Yep, camping. You know, you can certainly give me a call and let me know that you're coming. Just because we didn't do a registration with that one either.
Okay.
Just because,
okay.
Again, weather.
Oh, you're so flexible. You're just flexible.
It's tough with the weather.
Yes, as a naturalist and being outside, you've got to be flexible with all of that. I want to back up a day and talk about an event that you had yesterday.
Yesterday we did release Trumpeter Swans out at Lake Anita. So if you happen to miss that and couldn't get out there at 2:30 yesterday, they are clipped. So their wings are clipped. So they are going to stay on the Lake Anita, as we hope, until about August when they molt again. And so these cygnets will molt in August, and then they'll look like beautiful white adult trumpeter swans. And then their wings will not be clipped at that point, and then they'll be able to free fly for the fall-winter migration. Our hopes are that they remember Lake Anita and that they also, of course, maybe come over in winter in Atlantic this winter, things like that. Mm-hmm. So there's two females out there and a male. The male is the one that is collared. So when you're out there checking them out, there is a collar on him, and that's the male.
Okay. What color are they now?
Red. Red collars.
What color are the birds?
Oh.
Switch from collars to birds.
They're white. They have that gray tinge to them. That's how we know they're cygnets. So they're about, we were talking about them yesterday, they're about 11 months old. Not quite first birthday yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But pretty exciting. I guess you had a big crowd and people got to learn about the swans. And, you know, the other swans are all gone, correct, from Atlantic?
Or they're still correct. Yeah.
So now you can still see swans, but you've got to Lake
hopefully
Anita.
All summer, and hopefully they don't, you know, get too disturbed, and they'll enjoy it out there. They were really checking out the lake, right?
Okay.
As a way as when we let them go, they kind of went, whoa, how big is this thing? You know, they kept swimming.
Finding their way.
Yeah.
And talking about Anita and bicycles, you can take your bicycle over there.
Yes, their trail is done around the lake, so you can ride your bike all the way around the lake if you really feel like it. So
lots of opportunities. And again,
or walk.
Yeah, or, you
or
know,
walk.
Or walk.
Or stroll.
Right.
You know,
and hike. Lots of things to see over at Lake Anita. So again, if you want more information about that, of course, they could call you.
Yes.
And your number?
It's 769-2372 is our office.
Okay. And if they'd like to get the newsletter, that could be mailed to them, but they could get it on by just emailing it.
Emailing, on our website, things like that. It's going out after this weekend. So look for those new summer events, summer camps. Everybody's getting excited, itching to get out, I think.
Okay. Well, with your leadership and enthusiasm, we can't go wrong, Laura. So thanks, Laura Canning, for coming to visit with us today. Until next time, here's a thought. A person may fail many times, but they're not a failure until they begin to blame somebody else.